Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and oh, darn sexy people. Boy, am I glad to be back. Wow. I know I created two amazing shows for you while I'm gone, but I miss it. I miss not being here. Wham! But here I am. She's back. And I want to start out with a really short lesson about what I've been experiencing, because I really want to rip through some calls today. You know, I was gone doing a film. It was a very challenging film. A lot of emotional stuff, a lot of physical stuff. It was freezing in New Mexico where I was. And I was surrounded by beautiful, incredible, lovely, wonderful people, most of whom were not asking for what they wanted or needed. And it was everywhere around me on the set, everywhere. One of the lead actresses, I mean, she's going to be on this film over a month, didn't have a dressing room, didn't ask her dressing room, didn't inquire whether she could get a dressing room. One of the guys on the show using his car to do a lot of airport runs back and forth and back and forth. It's a 3-hour drive one way. So you can imagine how many miles and wear and tear on his car. I said, you have to speak up. You have to let him know. Because, guys, look, if you're not asking for what you want, how the heck can anybody give it to you? Not your mate, not yourself. Let's just start there. You can't even give yourself what you want if, you know, and I kept asking everybody, why haven't you asked her this? Well, you know, I want to be a team player. Well, you know, I don't want to make waves. Well, you know, I really love this job and I want to work for him again. And all those things mean if I come forward for myself, I'm going to have to pay for it. So where are you doing this? Stop it. Stop it right now. Stop it. Because the world works in recipro. Everybody, I want you to stop and think of giving somebody a great hug. Now, what these people were doing was giving up so much of themselves that they had their arms around a person doing their part and giving them a great hug, but they were not allowing a great hug back. The other person, meaning the people that they were afraid to speak up to, were standing there with their arms dropped, so they never got the hug back. That's not how it works. Receiving and giving is a circle. Both have to be going on at the very same time. Okay? So you've got to come forward and state what you want through love, not through, you better give this to me. That's not what I'm talking about. Through love of yourself. I want this and I need this to do my best job. One of the producers said, Dee, why is having a dressing room so important to you? I said, well, because one, I've got to get away from the noise so that I can focus and concentrate. I've got a lot of highly emotional work to do here. Two, I need some place where I can go, where I can lay down, where I can study my lines. Where, if I'm going to do the best job in this universe that I can do, then I have to ask for those places that I need in order to do that. Otherwise, you see, I'm not giving to the place where I can give, because I'm not asking for what I need. And that's the way it all works, guys. You have to know that when you come forward in divine love to ask for what you want, to demand what you need, that the universe doesn't look at you and go, how dare they? The universe looks and go, God, finally, they asked, and I can deliver. So, whatever mom or grandma or dad or grandpa or uncle or aunt or whoever told you not to speak up and ask for what you want, they didn't know. And I want you to really be conscious of that in your life this week. Okay. Well, the channel says to read this core belief. When I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. Well, no, when I value myself, I always come through for myself, and I always allow everyone else to come through for me also, knowing that through divine love, everybody's happy. Everybody. So, we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around all of this. I am divine love. And so it is. And we're going to the callers. I want to get to as many of you as I can. Miss Phyllis, hi. What's up?
It's Phyllis?
Yeah, hi, baby.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, hey, how are you?
Well, you asked to come on, dear, so here I am.
Yeah, I did. It must have been pretty powerful. I have a question for you, a couple things. What? First of all, are you writing your emails? Or is somebody else writing your emails,
answering
your emails?
Well, it depends,
really?
It depends on what it is, Phyllis. If it's a personal email, if somebody needs help, I channel everything myself. Why? Why do you ask?
I'm just curious. No, the last two times I've asked you something, and like, are you on being on the show this Sunday? And there was this really long, proper, formal email. That's just not your style, and it was signed by you. It was just sort of jarring. It's like,
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I answered one of your emails when you wrote in about your friends and everything, and I said, well, I'm not going to be doing the show this week.
I'm used to you just going, like, I'm used to just really short, you know, it was just sort of, I was impressed, I guess, then you took the
okay.
time.
So you're impressed and you're jarred. I don't get how those two things go together. I want you to look at this, because this is another thing you get to let go of to be more empowered.
Okay.
So I got what I wanted. I got a response. It was sent from the person that I wanted to respond to, and that's jarring. Yeah? Do you see my conundrum here?
Well, it was a completely different style. Usually your writing is different, so it just was different.
Usually I don't write more than I have to, because I go through probably 200 emails a day.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Moving on.
Okay. I wanted to get more clarity on the situation with my mother's estate. It's still open. And It's been very emotional, but I just realized I wanted to consult with a litigation lawyer just to see.
Just to see what? Be clear. What are you asking for?
Well,
because you haven't asked for it.
Yeah, I feel it's the right thing to do, but I know we've done
Tell
work before.
Tell me what you want, Phyllis. What do you want?
Okay. I just want to know,
what do you want?
Am I trying to beat a dead horse by consulting
No, I didn't ask you that.
Lawyer?
I asked you what you wanted from the whole situation. What do you want?
Oh, what I want from the situation. I want what's fair. I want what's fair.
What do you want,
right.
Phyllis?
I want what's fair as far as, you know,
Phyllis,
the person that showed up.
What do you want?
I
See,
want
this
the
is
money.
What I mean, guys. The universe is going, what the hell? I'll get back to you in a month when you finally figure it out. What
okay.
do you
I want?
I want
the money from my mother's land in Georgia. That's what I
want. Okay. Finally. That was five
okay.
minutes. Okay. You want the money from your mother's land in Georgia. Okay. And it's a true statement that somewhere in you, you don't think it's fair that you get that or all of it or whatever it is. Fair is the highest word, yes. So why don't you think it's fair that you get this money? But you see, we couldn't even go any further until you figured out or had the guts to say what you wanted. So,
okay.
If I put together everything you just said, this is kind of like a mini little, you know, private session here. What you're saying is, I don't think it's fair if I get the money from my mother's land in Georgia. So, why do you think it's not going to be fair to get what you're asking for? Because you won't get it if you don't think it's fair.
I guess it's just the guilt and the shame that I wasn't on top of going after what my mother's the inheritance. I wasn't on top of it.
Okay, well, what the hell does that have to do with it being fair that you get it? So that's what your mental mind is telling you. Hold on, Sheets. But give me a song.
It's A Long Way to Tipperary.
Yeah, okay. How about it's really short, it's all done, I get everything I want, and everybody's happy and it's fair.
Okay, I'll take that.
See, you got to string it out if you believe that it's a long way to Tipperary. You've got to string everything out and keep the struggle going. It's like, oh, I got the answer right away from Dee that I wanted, and I'm really perplexed and I'm doubting that she even wrote this. Dear God, who has time to put themselves through all these machinations, Phyllis? It's simple, guys. It's simple. This is what I want. I'm going to get everything in alignment so that I feel great about it and love everything that I'm doing. And then I'm going to take steps to create it and allow it to come to me. But this back and forth and back and forth, the universe just goes, look, I don't know if you want to go out and have sex or not, so I'll wait. You got it?
Yeah, I got it. I get it that it's emotional stuff.
It's emotional because you keep sitting on it and don't act on what you know you want.
Okay.
Okay? But you got to feel good about what you're acting on, Phyllis. And you think feeling bad about it is going to make it more worthwhile. It's not, and it won't get you what you want because you're not really asking for it. All
okay.
right, baby?
Okay.
It's a great start to exactly what we talked about before the calls. Thank you. Now go get your lawyer and get what you want. Okay, goodbye.
Okay, bye, Dee.
All right. Tough love there, you guys. Candy in New York. Are you scared to death to come on now? Hi.
Hi.
How are you, baby?
Yes, I am, because I have a similar kind of thing going on.
No, no, no. Don't be. You throw anything out there and the channel
well,
will answer it.
Yep, and I'm right in alignment with what you're the topic. So I've been transferred like 3 times in the same company, and I'm being transferred again, perhaps temporarily. I don't know. I don't like it. I feel a little bit of numb.
Okay, so what do you want, Candy? What do you
I want to go back to where I was before they transferred me to this place. I was working in another environment. I want to go back there. I want my freedom. I want to do what I want, what I'm good at, and I don't want to do these things that are like everybody can do.
Okay. So it's a true statement. You're not asking for that. You're just complaining about it. So,
yeah, no, I,
you know, guys, if we're the kind of people that allow the universe to take advantage of us, we will attract over and over and over and over again people who will take advantage of us until we go, you know, I need a dressing room. You know what? I need you to rent me a car for all these trips to the airport. Whatever it is in your life that's going on, you need to ask for what you want. So what you just said to me, not very concisely, is I am intending to create a job where I get to stay that's consistent, where I joyfully have my freedom and can create a life because I know exactly where I'm going to be. And I love doing what I do, and I love the people that I work with, and I'm paid really well for it. And that's what I'm going to ask for. See, right now, whomever is moving you around doesn't have a clue that you don't like to do this.
No, I told them, I said, I want to go back. I loved what I do. I don't mind filling in temporarily, but I don't see this going well for me. You know.
Okay, so hang on. That's what you said. Your energy behind that was, and they're taking me to a core belief at this page here. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. There's a part of you that doesn't think that you're supposed to get what you want.
Okay.
Why did your mother give you that around 3 years old? It goes back that far. 3 years old is really the age where most of these beliefs plug in. How did your mother tell you that or model that for you, Candy?
I felt like when I was a kid that I was supposed to be a boy. I was always struggling with, like, I'm supposed to be a boy, not a girl.
Okay, did they want a boy?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, well, you see, you picked that up really easy. Really easily.
Yeah, I really. Yeah, I did.
And boys get what they want in life, see?
Yeah.
Any woman, if they're truthful about it, that's what we were taught. Boys get what they want. They're the ones who are powerful, and we're the ones that take care of them while they're being powerful.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just been passed down for eons and eons and eons to us. Women. Okay? So you are supposed to be here, guys, being the powerful God of you, asking for exactly what you want in this life to make you happy. You're supposed to be here doing that. You're supposed to be knowing how powerful you are. Just do it through divine love. Because, you see, as an actor, I can say I love you, and I can say it with love behind it. I can say it with hate behind it. I can say it with fear behind it. And it's a whole different feeling for the audience, depending on the energy that I'm coming in with. You've got to go in with the energy of, hi, I respect you. And you know what? I respect me. I'm supposed to be here belonging and getting everything I want. I really need to stay in one place. This isn't going to work for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay? And then, you know, if they don't get it, the next employer will.
Yeah. Yeah, the next employer, that's going to be myself.
Well, good.
I'm going to be my own employer after this. I'm not going anywhere. I'm
but
done.
But you see,
basically.
Candy, you know, even if we are our own employers, like I am, I'm a self-employed actor.
Yes.
If we don't tell ourselves what we want, we can't give ourselves what we want either.
Yeah.
So we got to start with us. We're our first employer. Do you understand?
Yeah, absolutely. So I
okay.
Tomorrow the supervisor is coming back. I emailed her 2 times, and I'm going to tell her, look, this isn't going to work for me. I don't like to be shuffled around. I want to stay here and continue working.
Okay,
and
the channel is asking you to sit down and go, how can you say that more positively? You know, this isn't working for me because I can't give my best for you this way.
Yeah.
The way I can give my best for you is knowing where I'm going every day and creating relationships. You know, knowing the people so I can really work with them and get the best for the company from them. And, you know, truthfully, I'm just happier when I'm in one place and then I produce more for you. So I would like to create that instead of going in and telling them what they're doing wrong. Come from the perspective of how you can serve them better. Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great. Let us know, Candy, okay?
Yeah.
All right, darling. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. We're going to Ryan in San Diego. Hi, buddy. What's up?
Hi. I did my first engagement shoot last week.
Oh, Ryan, that's great. Did you have fun?
I had a great time. In fact, when I showed the first batch of pictures to the couple, they said, for somebody that hasn't done an engagement shoot before, you really nailed it.
Oh, sweetheart. That's just great. Now, see how much you've expanded since Creation Station, how much
Oh, yeah. You
put yourself out there and how much you're creating. Well, I'm just celebrating for you. That's great, Ryan. That's just great. And you're feeling the happiness around it and the success around it, and that's what it's all about. But you had to step out and do it in order to know you could do it, right?
Yeah.
Yep, you bet. Did you need help with anything today?
Just a quick thing. A sharp pain in my foot that only appears when I'm at work. I think it's...
Stop right there. Did you hear what you said? It only appears when you're at work. Okay. So what are you stepping into? Is it your right foot?
Left foot.
Left foot. Okay. So what are you stepping into at work that you feel thwarts your creativity?
Probably that I just feel like it's time to move on, but I'm not yet ready to make the break.
Okay. So to make the break, I want you to look at those words, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to make a break in anything to move on, guys. You don't have to get sick. You don't have to lose money. You don't have to have your friends turn against you. None of that stuff has to happen when you decide you want to create more in your life. You have a right to consistently create more in your life, knowing that people will love you and support you. The money will love you and support you. Your body will love you and support you. This belief that we have to give something up to get what we want, like the young lady on the set who wasn't asking for a dressing room, that's an old, well, it's really a societal thing as well as a religious thing, ancestral thing. It's just not true unless you make it true, like everything, as you believe it will be delivered unto you. Okay? So tell your foot that you're stepping out in your power and you got the message. You know that when you want to move, when it's time, you're going to step out. There's nothing else about it. It's just your body going, look, your foot here, Ryan, is telling you you're not quite clear that everything is powerful when you choose to step out.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So you know what you want to claim. My whole body responds in power and health when I step out into what I want. Okay. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
You bet. Iris, what's up?
Hi, V. Welcome back.
Thank you, darling.
Okay. It's three things. So one, about a week or so ago, I stepped on some broken glass, and there's just like a little tiny pebble, and I couldn't get it out, and my skin grew over it, so it's kind of like, that's bothering my foot, and obviously my
leg.
Well,
yeah, of
course
kind of it's
like,
bothering your foot. It's a foreign object in your foot. Go have it taken out. What's the next one?
Like a couple. So last week, I accidentally hacked off my left thumbnail with a citrus peeler, and kind of like a chunk of my thumb underneath. So that's been pretty
okay. So
bad.
Is the third thing about your body?
No.
Okay, it's the same thing though. What is it?
The third thing is that I realize as I've been quite upset lately is that it's coming upon the 10-year anniversary of my mom's accident.
Yeah.
And I think that I'm
so why
going
are you
through,
turning against
yeah.
yourself about your mom's accident? Because all
sure.
these things are Iris turning against herself. Okay, we're going to a core belief. Hang on. This page here. Yeah, I can never be God. So let me explain. When somebody dies, guys, we go, I shoulda, woulda, oughta, wish I woulda done something about it. And let me tell you, nobody does that more than kids. Even if you're 3 years old, I shoulda been able to save daddy. I shoulda been able to do something about his alcoholism. I shoulda helped him so he didn't commit suicide. I shoulda been able to do something. So where in your life right now, other than the anniversary of your mother's car accident, which you feel guilty about still, by the way, where mm-hmm. else in your life are you feeling disempowered?
Around my creativity.
Okay, so I feel disempowered around my creativity, so I'm going to turn against myself and create even more of what I don't want. Did you hear me, everybody? I feel disempowered around my own creativity, which makes me turn against myself, so I feel like I have no power over my creativity. The only thing that's going to change that is for you to embrace the power of your creativity and know it works, Iris.
Mm-hmm.
We even worked on this in Creation Station. Guys, please, 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 please read my e-blast tomorrow. If you don't, and I'm talking about anybody, anytime that hears this show, if you are not working on playing with, I am the God of me, I am the creation of me, I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice that creates me in my life, That is the most important thing you can own right now for 2020. Because every part of your creative abilities are going to be thwarted or diminished in some way if that knowing isn't in place. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's really what this is all about, Iris. And this is also what we worked on with you in Creation Station. You have got to know that you're the creation of you and love it and accept it, be empowered by it, and go create what you want, guys. It's up for
awesome.
All of us. All of us. Okay.
Yeah. Real quick, I just want to give a shout out to Mika and Paul. They did a session with me after I hurt my thumb, and that's how the creativity piece came to the surface. So just want to say thank you to everyone from Creation Station who's willing to work, you know, continue to work together. It's really powerful.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
So.
I'm so happy to hear about that. And, you know, they're right on, because if it's about creativity, it's about you as the creator. And
yeah,
that's the piece you've got to get into place, Iris. Okay? All right, baby.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm happy to hear that.
Thank you,
darling. You bet.
Thank you.
Davina in Austin. You're on.
Hello, marvelous, wonderful Dee.
Hello, beautiful. How are you?
Oh, doing great and getting better.
Good.
I have this rather large medical bill that I didn't have insurance at the time, and I'm wanting to see how that might play out.
Well, your dog just gave you his 2 cents. Look, the first thing I'm hearing is there are organizations that will help you work this out and be able to reduce it for you. So you go on the internet and open your heart while you're doing it and go on and research some of the organizations. Well, this is weird. They're saying you'll find one that they think starts with a D. So there is a core belief that you need to get into place. Hold on, this page here. Yeah, okay. So, I see the lesson they want to teach here. I can never be God. You know, same thing we went back to with Iris. Okay, guys? And that's, again, up for everybody. I am the power, the love, and the joy, and the choice. I am the God of me. I create this. But you got to ask for what you want. I create this as finding answers so that I can reduce this amount so that it's easy for me to pay this off, right? I want to take some responsibility for it because I should, unless you feel like somebody, you know, messed you up in the operating room or something. It's our responsibility, but it's also our responsibility not to pay more than we should. So do your due diligence. There's an organization out there that will help you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And know that you have the power to create that. It starts with you guys, and then, Davina, you create finding the people, researching the people that will help you create, do this, check them with the Better Business Bureau, check the, you know, Lauren has taught me a lot about stuff like this. Make sure, you know, check all their references and how many people like him or don't like him, the reviews, do your due diligence, and then know that you have created, because you intended to, the best option possible for you. to bring this about successfully through love. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let me know, will you, please?
Okay.
Okay.
Love.
I love you too. Miss Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, G.
Hi,
welcome
babe.
Back.
Thank you. So good to be
yeah.
back.
Oh, amazing. So I used to, from puberty, when I was 12 or 13, get this rash around my mouth called seborrheic dermatitis. A couple of years ago, several years ago at least, I worked with Dr. Bardicky through on your show and another medical intuitive. The rash completely went away. Haven't had it at all for years. It comes out in the winter when the weather changes. Well, this year it is back.
Okay,
probably
it doesn't have anything
worse than
to
I've
do.
Ever had it.
It doesn't have anything to do with the weather. Or
okay.
It does have to do with the season.
Yeah, winter.
So
or
we're
fall,
going
winter,
to the body book. Hold on. Well, but it's something that you have connected. Do you understand?
Yes.
You've connected it with winter, but it doesn't really have to do with winter. So
okay.
Something went down in winter, and you went, wow, I've got to pay for what for talking up and talking my truth. That's what it's really.
Oh.
Now we don't have to go to the body book. Well, I'm interested anyway. 0 through 100, 100 through 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. 50, 50 through 60, 60 through 70, 70 through 75, 300, page 370. Hold on, I'm getting there. These books are huge, as you guys know that have them. Here, 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 here. Okay. Well, now this will be interesting because I don't believe in this. Karma. They have a past life history of severe abuse and even murder of children. They are being
Whoa.
Required to work off that karma before they will be allowed to parent again. Okay. Yeah, don't get too plugged into this because that's my job to decipher what it really means.
Yeah.
So it's a true statement that there really is no karma. Let's start there, everybody. Karma is, I'll accept that belief and keep passing it down. That's karma. Oh, you know what? I'm going to rewrite that belief. That doesn't work for me. Then you have no karma. So that's basically what karma is. But we're going to the belief that's creating this rash that you keep going back to and passing down to yourself. Wow. Okay. This page here, 2, 5, 6. No matter what I do, it's not going to work, so I might as well give up on everything. Okay. So you prove to yourself for a while with the help that you created through other people that you could be on top of this rash around your mouth. Okay. Something's happened in the last month, 3 weeks, around 3 to 4 weeks ago that again reminded you no matter what I do, it's not going to work, so I might as well give up on everything. It was with a male. Anything coming up?
Well, does it have to do with this man, this love interest in my life and
yes.
wanting to express myself to him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So why are you in fear that no matter what you do, it's not going to work, so you might as well give up?
Oh,
that's,
boy.
You're fighting yourself, you see. And that's what physical things are, guys. If you can find out what you're fighting yourself about, and get all of you on board and integrated around what you want, then you get to the core of the physical thing and it can go away.
I think it to wrap it all together, I think it probably is my desire, but I haven't yet done it to actually express to him what I want.
Yep.
For us
there
together.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you're not expressing to him what you want because somehow this belief that you had mastered has snuck back in. No matter what I do, it's not going to work.
Right.
So
right.
You learned it. You learned it in a lot of other places, but you haven't learned it in relationships.
Got it.
So that rash is coming back going, hello, just a little more work to do.
Okay. Got it. Oh, my
okay.
God. Got it. I'm, yeah.
Now, Emily, I'm not a doctor. Hold on. They're also saying, could you please have somebody check to see if you have too much vitamin A?
Too much vitamin A. Okay.
Or K. Huh. A or K.
Okay.
Or both of them.
Okay.
You're going to have to research that. I don't even, you know,
yeah.
Like I'm not a doctor, guys. It is vitamins. It is in her body. And it is A. And a teeny tiny bit of K. But mostly
okay.
A.
Okay.
I know when I ate too many tomatoes one summer, I got blisters throughout my whole mouth.
Oh, wow.
So,
well, I work at a pizza place and I eat a lot of pizza.
Okay. So that means a lot of tomato sauce.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. Just check into it. Like I said,
okay.
I would want you to confirm that because
yeah.
we need vitamin A. But if we're getting too much of anything, it can affect our bodies. Okay?
Yeah. Got it. Oh, my God.
All
Thank
right.
you so much.
You bet.
Amazing.
Please let me know, Emily. Thank you.
I will.
Okay. We're going to Pat in Connecticut. Hi. You're on.
Hi. I think it's the first time I've spoken with you. Happy New
Year.
Well,
yippee. We love virgins. Pat, what can we do for you?
Well, I wasn't sure what to ask until I started listening to you. And then I started crying and realized, okay, I know what to ask, but bear with me. I got to explain a little bit. Is that
okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's okay for 2 minutes. Yeah.
Okay. I'm on a journey of healing.
We all
I've been
are.
On my, okay. Well,
okay.
Very intense. I've been alone for 40 years, painful with loneliness. The last 3 or 4, I got really tired of doing this all on my own, the healing. What's breaking me at this point is, or really getting to me, is my dog at age 11 has had some health issues this year. We're now facing two possible surgeries, and I don't have the finances for it, which means I'll put it on a charge. That's what's really, you know, I mean, I
all right,
continue.
Sweetheart,
yeah.
Your dog is mirroring you to you. You see, you want to save your dog. You don't want to save
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah.
Well, no. Energy responds and has to respond, and this is science, everybody, to the signal that you're sending out. I just finally got all this new program together that I'm going to launch. It's going to explain a lot of this to all of you about how all this works. But basically, Pat, you're putting out, you've defined yourself as sick, first of all. However we define ourselves is how we create ourselves more. I know your mind says, well, I can't say I am wellness because I'm not. But your thoughts are electrical. If you do not change the thoughts that you are putting out an electrical signal with, you cannot create the wellness that you want. You
That's
will
exactly
keep...
what I'm working on. I'm working well, on that.
Well, okay, but... it's not work, guys. It's simply, I've really got to stay on top of every single thought I have about illness. I'm not going to do that anymore. That's not creating what I want. Let me see, I'm wellness. How excited and joyful and happy can I be around being wellness and vital and full of energy where everything's working perfectly? That's where you have to start. And the channel is suggesting that you talk to your dog and go, don't take my shit on. You create you and be healthy. You don't have to take my stuff on anymore. I got it. Thank you. Thank you for being the friend and the servant that you are. Hold on, there's something else now. We're going to another core belief. This page, here, 1, 2, 5. Yeah, see, we're back. So this is the second or third person that's had this. That means it's for absolutely everybody on the show, which everything we bring in is. No matter what I do, it's not going to work. And that keeps you in the struggle of creating wellness, Pat. You've got to know as the God of you, that whatever you claim, demand, and direct happens. And it successfully shows up as that in your life. Do you understand, beautiful person?
Well,
do you understand?
Yeah,
do you understand? Okay.
But I also know.
There's no but. See, that's what screws you up, guys. There's no but. If you understand the process, it's like baking a cake. Follow the recipe, and you'll bake the life you want. Keep asking for your limitations. You will keep getting the life you have. And it really, Pat, is that simple. But you can't ever let yourself get away with the but, guys. The but will take you back to your old reality every single time. So just start practicing that and having fun with it this week, Pat, and see what happens. Tell your dog to respond. This is what we're going to do. You and I are both going to, okay. And then the last thing is, they're saying, everybody, you see, if it works, you call it a miracle. So do you believe miracles can happen, Pat? Because I'm getting a no.
No, I do. And I also believe that I can manifest. And this is, you know, this is what I'm just bringing in this year. I plan on bringing manifesting in for so much.
Okay, well, you're doing it right now. So don't put it in the future. You're doing
okay.
It right now with every thought and feeling and judgment and belief you have.
Yeah,
so
my dog's listening to you.
You know, guys, if you're not getting the life you want, start thinking the thoughts and feeling the feelings that match the life you want, not the life you have. Because if you keep sending out the same electrical impulse, you will be returned that same electrical impulse in the reality of your life. All right, baby, you can do this, Pat. Come on. You can
Thank
do
you.
This. Keep listening. You'll get it. But you got to start putting it into practice to really
yeah.
see how it works. All right, baby?
Yep, yep. My dog is listening to you and making quite an interesting face. He's actually looking like a Pharaoh Egyptian dog.
Well, then I would tell him that he can let go of all of those old lives that he had back there.
Oh, I thought he was saying just wisdom of the ancients about you.
Well, that is the wisdom of the ancients.
Yeah.
Is they really knew that it was up to them.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You bet, sweetheart. I know when our doggies, I just missed my dog's freedom so much. Jean in Cape Cod, I got to you, baby cakes. What's up? Real quick.
Oh, I don't know if I can do it quick.
Yeah, we can do it quick. What's up?
All right, I'm calling about a dear, dear friend of mine in California. I've known her for 68 years, and her name is Janet, and her daughter, she lives with her daughter, Stephanie. Stephanie has been running a fever now for a year, and none of the doctors can figure it out. But Stephanie has a backstory. 20 years ago last year, she was in a horrific car accident driving to her first year in college with her dad. Her dad was killed. Stephanie was severely injured. She had multiple surgeries and years of rehab, and eventually was able to live on her own and walk with a cane. She's a beautiful young woman, and I'm very, very concerned about her. And
what do you want? What do you want, Jean? What do you want?
I want to know how to advise Janet about Stephanie and the fever if doctors can't figure it out.
So the main thing you want – see, okay, this is great, guys. We're just going to have to take a little time here, but I got to finish. Okay, so your mental mind is saying it's about the fever, but it's not really about the fever.
I kind of know that. Go ahead.
It's more about how we can save this girl.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't. You know that. You can support her. You can love her. If she's going to be saved, she has to save herself. She has to decide. She's still paying. The fever is guilt. Hold on. They're telling me to go to the body book. Okay, 0 through 100, 0 through 50, 50 through 60. 55, 56. Hold on. So funny. I went to the bathroom and before the show, and while I was in the bathroom and nobody was bothering me, the channel said, make sure you have the body book. Make sure you have the body book. Here, here, here.
I thought it was about guilt. Go ahead.
Self-defensive stuffing. So all of this guilt, is so she can defend herself against herself. So it's the battle of guilt within her. Shoulda, woulda, oughta, coulda saved my dad.
Yep.
That's the highest, most correct, most complete. We're getting the highest answer anybody switched. That's it. So until somebody addresses the guilt, she's going to keep eating herself up with the fever.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
How can I advise her?
Tell her to get with a really good therapist and start working on her guilt.
Okay.
Now, again, not a doctor, but a fever is an expression of some kind of infection. But when I say the infection is physical, I get a no. Spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, I get a yes on all those.
Okay.
So it's physical because of the spiritual, mental, and emotional is making it. It's like, you know, if you think you're going to die, and you keep thinking you're going to die, pretty soon you're going to create enough ramifications where you want to die.
Yeah.
Again, that electrical signal that she's sending out is going, if the world won't make me pay for this, I'll make me pay for this more. Do you understand?
Wow.
Yeah.
20 years. Okay.
Well, sure. Okay. Look, there are people, many people out there that are still trying to pay for, take responsibility for their father's suicide, their brother's suicide in my case, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The alcoholism, the sexual abuse that they received when they were little. Somehow, they're making it their responsibility.
Yeah.
Their responsibility is to go, this shit happened. I'm not going to let it run my life anymore. So I'm going to be the God of me and start creating what I want through the thoughts and the feelings and the forgiveness and taking back my power as the God of me. That's our responsibility now, guys. Not to keep using stuff to limit us in any way. You got it?
Yep.
Okay, thank you, darling.
So
okay, that was really, really, really important, what Jean just brought in. So you, Jean, you should advise them to go work with a really good therapist, hypnotherapist, whatever works for her, to let this guilt go. And I'm asking all of you, let my people go from the guilt and the lack of joy and love and positive thoughts that literally will create the life you want. We're late. Let's say it together. Until we meet again, I love me. I love me, and I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.